Taylor on Truma. Taylor on Truma, page 158, second column. Okay, now the Rebbe started the Maimer with the pasuk Miyitencha Ka'ochli that didn't tell Hashem, will you only be like a brother to us in the time of Golos? Because. And he starts explaining the two Kruvim, and that's the connection Parshas Truma. There is a big face and a little face, and the Rebbe says, how in the world do you have the concept of a face if Hashem doesn't have any form of a body? So he says, the whole Torah is the names of Hashem. There's the way Torah is, L'mailin Atzilus, and that's the level of Adam Elyon, which is Aper Avodavit, which is called the long, big face. And that's why Torah is without a tzimtzum. And then you have Torah coming into Bria, which is basically the Torah we have today, that is only through the level of tzimtzum. And he says, just like Hashem revealed himself to Moshe, the Gemara says that he limited himself between the two Kruvim. So we're going to start the first paragraph, second column. That's the level of Torah, the big face, is the way Torah is, Lamaila. But in order to have this level of Chachma Ilah, the Slavish B'Teira, the Bria, to come into the level of Teira Bria, which is the Teira we have, it has to be through a limitation and concealment. Why? Like the Chazal say, Tzimtzum Shchinasi bin Badi Arit. Hashem limited, when he came to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem limited the Shechina between the two poles of the Aron, which is between the Kruvim, because this voice that came out to speak to Moshe is Aidei Tzimtzum, and that's called the level of Kruv Apizutreb, the level of Adam Katan. That level of Teda, in other words, the smaller face, refers to where the Teda comes into the world of Bria, and like a level of a Katan. Shagili b'meichin shalei mitzumtum yesed mepchinas adam agod. Just like a little kid is a smaller face than a big than an adult, the same thing. There's a lower level of teira, which is the teira bria, versus the teira the way it is in Atzilus, and that's what it says. Zeu kru ve'achad mikatzim izeh, which is hamshach mo'mailu lamata, which is coming higher to lower. To be able to come, allowing Teda to come into the world of Briyatir Nasir, which is our level of Teda that we can understand it. So that level has to come through the level of Tzimtzum. And he says, what does it mean? How do you have this Yerida? Is Aide Serus the Lisata Bikrishma Limsa Nafshi Bahbahta? How does this level of Teda, what allows Teda to come down into this world? In other words, you're basically taking an infinite Teda, the way it is in Atzilus, and now you're bringing it down into a limited Teda Bria. So he says that is through the, what's the Keli for that? That's the Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh of Echod. And the Mesiras Nefesh of Yahavta, meaning Aidei Shema Yisrael is Bein Eich Havai Echad. The way Hashem is Echad Ani Havai Leishinisi, right? Ain't there's only Debish that never changed. Rak Sha'am and Vaya Elam. Hashem only Dibord created the world. Kyutir Vivakula Kamekul Echoshiv Eminiti. Everything compared to Hashem is nothing. Lochain Aidei is Bein in Azu. Through this meditation, that everything basically ain't aid movada, even though there's a world but nothing exists but Hashem, he'll come to the level of Mesidus Nefesh of the Imchalei Chavatzti, that he doesn't want anything but, like Dalton Rebbe said, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, I only want you. So in other words, in order to bring Teda down from the world of Atzilus into the world of Bria and Yitzir Nasiya, it has to come through the level of a Keli. The Keli for infinite is only Mesiras Nefesh. Because within your nature, which is not Mesiras Nefesh, you break your nature. When you're in the level of your nature, nature limitation is not a Keli to infinite. Therefore, the Yidden are called the expression, you know, Hashem is the chos, we're the kala. But what does kala mean over here? Kleis ha-nefesh. Kala is the root of the word kleis ha-nefesh, longing of the soul, mimata lemaila. And that's what it says, kruvecha mikotze mizeh, la'alis mibiyat, to elevate ourselves through mesidus nefesh, from the world of biyat b'riyutzi nasiya, l'chol u'barein sof, to become one with Hashem, l'istakola b'yikore d'malka, to be able to look into the greatness of Hashem, or like the Pasuk says, ve'eineinu nesuas el Hashem, our eyes are uplifted to Hashem. What do you mean our eyes are uplifted? It's not only eyes are uplifted to Hashem. What it means is that we elevate ourselves to a level of alokus. I were not there, so like but the Baal Shem Tov said, b'makom she'ritzeinu shel adam sham hu nimtza. If the person wants to be somewhere, that's where they actually are. So when a person has kleis ha-nefesh, they might be in a lower level of b'riya, yitzir, yimin asiya. But when they have this longing and desire through meditation, through his baininess, to become one with Hashem, so then they're actually there.
So our actions make a level of Torah receive.
Correct. Mesiras Nefesh, actually. Why does there have to be bittul before learning Torah? Because bittul, Mesiras Nefesh, is all the same thing. Mesiras Nefesh means, not jumping off a roof, but Mesiras Nefesh means giving up my will for Hashem, right? Mesiras Nefesh, giving up your will for Hashem. So that's the level of bittul. So before you learn, like it says, Rabbi used to crack a joke, they laugh to open up their minds. The Gemara says, then they sat with fear and awe, and they learned Torah. Why do you have to make the brachas of Torah before learning Torah? The bracha neisein ha-Torah, present tense, because the whole ability to learn Torah is to be a keli for it. In order to be a vessel for Hashem's infinite wisdom is only bittul. Once our mind is in it, it's no bittul, so it's not Torah anymore. That's the level of bittul. Because that becomes the keli to allow Torah to come down from the world of Atzilus into Bria. There's Torah in Atzilus, in Bria, in Yitzir, in Asiya. Yes? And then there's Torah higher than Seichel. Hashem's toy. Of course there's multi-levels in Torah, like everything else. There's multi-levels in Nisham also. There's the way they learn Torah in Gan Eden, yeah? That's the way Torah is in the world of Bria. Gan Eden is Bria, right? So they learn Torah, that's the world of Bria. The way we learn Torah down here is Asiya.
Well, we learned before that it came before through wind, or it came by the door, Kohen Moed. You said that there was a simsum, the sound of Hashem.
Bein Badi Oren.
This is what we're talking about here. So Moshe Rabbeinu received
Moshe Rabbeinu had to limit Torah, number one, to be able to reveal it to the Yidden. It had to be in a level that he's able to lower it. I'll tell you a little secret. The lowest level of Torah, we also don't know what we're talking about. Even though we think we do. We have the faintest idea what's going on. Even in the Torah we understand, or we think we understand. Because in that level of Torah is concealed the essence of Torah. You know, the Friedrich Rebbe used to say, the Rebbe also, they fought for this, that when you teach children Torah, little kids, Aleph, Beis, you have to teach them Kamitz, Aleph, Kamitz, Beis, not there's a new styles of teaching Hebrew. You don't go through the Kamitz, Aleph, it's more listening to to the way people speak, right? That's how they teach languages. And the Fidei Gabab Nesiris Nefesh, because he fought against the Maskilim and other Yidden, that said, no, that's not the way you have to teach Torah. And the Fidei Gabab was fighting, and he said, no, you have to teach Kametz, Aleph, Oh, Kametz, Beis, Ba. And the Fidei Gabab said, and the Rebbe emphasized this many times, and he said, when a little kid learns Kametz, Aleph, Oh, they connect to the Kametz, Aleph, Oh, of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, when a kid learned by a Rebbe in preschool, whatever, Kamet Aleph O, and the kid says Kamet Aleph O, the Rebbe says they are connecting to the essence of Torah, which is Aneichi Hashem Elokecha, the level of Aneichi, the first letter of the first word of Aneichi. So in the simple aspect of Torah, we actually connect ourselves to the essence of Torah. But in order to connect to the essence of Torah, it has to through Bittul, Mesiras Nefesh. Because otherwise you're not a Keli for it.
Essence.
No, that's false. It's supposed to be.
But we only explained the Shema. How do you
He didn't explain anything of it. He just said, the Mesiras Nefesh of Shema is Echad V'Yafi, B'chol V'Ocha, B'Shnei Yitzarecha. He's not. He didn't explain that aspect of it. He just said that meditation, his baininess, causes the world to be a keli for that level of Torah. And what is the keli? He said, Mesiras Nefesh, which in simple English nowadays is translated as vital. Bezel v'asiso of aydeiz kamayim upon him. When a yid is bittul to Hashem, that they want to be connected. Then, nim shechmo maila. Then it comes, you know, what Hashem reacts to the way we act, like we learned, becomes a level of eini Hashem alokecha. That Hashem looks at us in a way of ri'iya, which is higher than seichel, and Hashem reveals himself on that level to us. In other words, like this, when we perceive godliness through our seichel, which is very limited, we only connect to a very limited level of godliness. Seichel of Elokus. When a Jew connects to Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh and Bittul, then you connect, because that's the essence of the person. So then you connect to the essence of Hashem. So the relationship between the Jew and Hashem, to what level it is based on the way we have a relationship with Hashem. If we do it through Seichel, then he says, okay, I can intellectually connect to you. If we have it through Mesiras Nefesh Bittul, then Hashem connects the essence to us.
Is Mesiras Nefesh equals Bittul?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mesiras Nefesh literally means giving up your will.
Giving to somebody else, not to
Hashem. No, to Hashem. I'm not talking about giving up the will to you and to me. You know. Talking about Mesiras Nefesh Hashem. So Mesiras Nefesh Hashem means, listen, if I do what you want instead of what I want, that's bittul, regardless. If you tell me to do as I do, it's unbottled to you also. Doing what somebody else wants rather than what you want is bittul. Now, the more I want to do it, and the more I don't because you want, and I do what you want, is more bittul. Correct. But what stimulates Seichel? Midas. It's a catch-22 situation. Seichel has to stimulate Midas, correct? But in order to cause you to want to think about something, something you like, you think about. Not think of Machshava, I'm saying Seichel. Think of Machshava. Something that you, why does the Gemara say you should always learn b'makom sheli b'chafetz b'libo reitzah? You should learn where you want. Because willpower causes the seichel to work better.
But seichel is under effects or is under way of willpower?
It's a catch 22 situation. It's a vicious cycle. Ratzin causes seichel, seichel causes ratzin, seichel causes midas, midas causes seichel.
Right.
Keep it going. That's how you grow. Or in other words, emunah begins where seichel ends, right? So if your seichel is up to here, then emunah begins from here, up. If your seichel goes up there, so then emunah begins from up there, right? And it keeps going, up, up. To, no, in order to use das, which is really amuna, yeah. Yeah.
You could understand how this is Hashem is in charge.
All of us understand what's right and what's wrong, and we don't do it. All of us understand what's right and what's wrong, and we don't do it anyway. Why? If we understand it, why don't we do it? Because we don't feel it. There's lacking das. That's Moshe Rabbeinu who gives us the level of das. We don't get it. I mean, we don't take it, but he gives it. Amun and Das, same thing.
But because, you know,
Gamba Pumachtat Rahman Akai. Yeah, no, so.
So you can have Amun and not do it. Because you can have Das.
Because, no, because Das is when you internalize it. In simple English, Das is the internalization of Amun.
It's not the internalization of
Chochmah
and Bina.
Also.
But Chochmah and Bina are opposite
to. No. Chochmah and Bina, you understand something, and then you feel it.
Well, you just said the Emunah begins where your seichel fails.
Right. So you understand Elokus, and then you realize you don't understand it, but you internalize it.
So how could you internalize it if you don't understand the whole thing?
Because when Emunah is internalized, it's coming into your seichel. Your seichel realizes that there's something you don't understand.
But you need to study to
what?
That's
when you understand something, but it's not, you're not internal.
You can have das without chochmah and bina.
So
but das is the internalization, the kavah emtsoi, the internalization. It's internalization of chochmah and bina. It's on a higher level the internalization of emunah. Because emunah means if I really believe in Hashem, then I don't go steal like the ganav does with davens. Then I 24/7 I'm only doing what Hashem wants. Whether that somebody's looking or not looking or whatever it is, whatever Hashem wants, because I feel Him. Okay, I gotta go.